And here we are at close as you can possibly get to 3:30 without it actually being 3:30. It's 3:29:39, and that's good enough for me. I'm sure it's good enough for you too. My very special guest in the studio with me right now is a marketing expert. His name is Andre Swanepoel, and he knows a thing or two about a good thing when he sees it, which is why when last we met, Andre, you were a advertising marketing guru, and now you're a brick salesman. Tell us how that transition came about.
Well, thank you, Dave. Very appreciative of being on the station today. Yes, we have. I have a very good story that I'd like to let listeners know about, and it's all about a concept that has been developed, which is going to transform and change the way that building of houses or any building gets done in South Africa and around the continent. So the construction of any building has always been a highly intensive labor and time-consuming thing. The key would be to find a quicker way of doing this building, and something that would be precision built, but something that would also be climate change proof, you know. So that is, there's one of the things that we found, and this is what we have today in our hands, and it's called Key Bricks. After 4 years of research and hard work and an element of trial and error, was achieved by an engineer and his son. And basically what they did was came up with this machine that can make this interlocking brick that can build a house or build any construction building without mortar being applied between the bricks. So quite revolutionary and very exciting.
Like a giant Lego set.
Well, to use a trade name, thank you, Dave. That's a good way of describing exactly that. These interlocking bricks fit tightly into each other and require no mortar in between them. So obviously massive time saving, yeah. and quite interesting.
And I think people are under the impression that it's the mortar that holds the bricks together like glue. It in fact doesn't. It's a very, very – mortar is a very ineffective bonding agent. It really just levels – it creates a flat platform which your bricks take care of anyway because they interlock. So all your labor has to do is make sure that they're straight and level.
Correct. So the foundation of the building is a standard thing that is applied, and once we've got the first course down, which obviously does require mortar to the foundation, thereafter you just stack the bricks on top of each other and they clip seamlessly into each other. And the amazing thing is you can build a standard entry level two bedroom home, the shell of it up to roof level in one day.
Wow! Now that's impressive. Interestingly, the technology, as you allude to, was created by an engineer who was looking for an alternative way to a better way, changing the paradigm, and this is what happens often. Your material to create the bricks, I believe, is largely recycled material.
Correct. So one of the things that that the world has seen, and is very evident wherever you go, is the whole world is littered with building rubble. Unfortunately, after every building gets built, there's this amount of building rubble, which is a lot of it is just the mortar that's been wasted or fallen on the ground as the guys were laying the bricks. And unfortunately, as a result of that, there's never been a solution as to how you deal with that. Mm. And that is a key thing that we've come up with in our Key Bricks concept, is we 48% of our brick is ground crushed building rubble.
Okay.
So it actually, that forms part of the brick. The other major concern in terms of the environment is that not all glass can be recycled. So a lot of it ends up in landfill sites and or littered all over the country. And what we do is we use 8% of our mix is ground glass, which goes to virtually to a powder.
Yeah.
So as fast as we're building, we're cleaning up the environment, that's which brilliant. Is a major advantage.
And I'm thinking sort of beyond the obvious, but you know, you've got major areas of conflict where huge destruction has occurred. Lots of rubble lying around and needs to be rebuilt. This is going to be, no doubt, an interesting way forward in that kind of situation. But let's look closer to home. You're based in Hammersdale.
Yeah, correct. We've set up our first factory in Hammersdale, and we're already starting to sell our interlocking bricks.
Are you doing business in this area?
We haven't started yet, but we've had some inquiries from Palm Lake that want to use our bricks for construction of a number of their houses.
Because I believe there's another added value to your bricks, is that they contain almost channels within them that you don't have to then create special chasing patterns for the internal wiring, etc. It just winds through the bricks.
Correct, Dave. Yeah, that is a we find that is a huge value add as such on the product as well, because the bricks do have these holes that, because the bricks are perfectly aligned, they create a perfect channel for putting in your water and your plumbing and your electrics, obviously. And what we're going to be doing as well is using those areas for adding fiber to houses at the same time.
Fantastic. When it comes to apertures like windows and doors, you still have to build them, or can you cut them?
Well, because of the precision nature on the brick themselves, where you have a perfectly aligned situation, what you find generally is that people have to come out and measure the doors and windows after the construct has taken place.
Yeah.
But with ours, it is absolutely precision. We can make 1,000 doors, 1,000 windows ahead of time because of the precision.
They just pop in.
Correct. So we can simply attach the full door, which is the door, the frame, the handle, the locks and everything on the door in one shot, which is a huge time saving.
Yeah, windows as well, no doubt.
Absolutely.
And this is a wonderful advancement when it comes to the need to create housing, good housing, decent housing, quickly. And in Africa, there's a massive need. South Africa, there's a huge need. We've just alluded to the fact that in places of global strife, there's a huge need. But that's the next chapter, I'm sure. This is a South African initiative, is it?
It is absolutely South African, and we're very proud because there's nothing like us on the continent at this stage. The machine has actually got some very fine engineering which forms the brick and makes it absolutely very difficult to copy straight away. You know?
I believe you're talking about the machine. This is actually what you're selling. It's the machine rather than the bricks.
We're selling both.
Okay.
So the machine is in fact an incredible machine, because our normal machine runs on three-phase electricity, which is the standard. So we can produce and the quantity of bricks that are produced in a day from a machine, if you run a double shift, is about 3,000 bricks we can produce off one machine.
But you can't run on a generator, or can you?
We can.
Ah, well, so, then, now we're talking.
Correct. So, effectively, we have a single-phase machine then that you can take into the middle of nowhere, run off a generator, and you can make bricks in the middle of nowhere.
Uh-huh.
And the issue there is, obviously, there's a massive cost in terms of transport savings, where you can actually have the bricks on site. And I think this is one of the things that causes most delays in buildings, is the fact that you were always waiting for something to arrive. Mm. So what we are going to be doing is we have either the machine or the bricks on site. We also will have a plumbing kit, a tiling kit, roofing kit, and electrical kit, everything in place. So once the shell is up, we can quickly finish the house in 2 to 3 days.
This is a brilliant innovation, a wonderful good news story, and we need more of these in our beloved country. My very special guest, Andre Swanepoel from Key Bricks. If you would like to find out more about how you could either go about acquiring the bricks, or in fact the technology in form of a machine to manufacture them, and the ancillary stuff that goes with it, you would no doubt reach out to Andre. How?
Right, so it would be, we have three people to contact. We have our technical manager, which is Paul. So it'll be paul@keybricks.co.za. It would be matt@keybricks.co.za. He's the CEO. And it would be andre@keybricks.co.za, just to contact us if you have any inquiries. Or they can contact me directly on my cell phone, 082-954-5294.
Is this a possible business opportunity? Is it affordable?
Absolutely. So we will be looking at people that would like to take over the selling of bricks around the country. Obviously, the thing is to get it distributed as widely as we can, Dave. And a very interesting thing I'd just like to raise on that as well is the fact that the CSIR has shown massive interest in our product. And they see it as a future solution for the country in terms, and they're going to be looking at adding grants and extra funding for us to actually get this thing distributed as quickly as we can around the country.
Well, it seems like it is a story that is just beginning to unfold, and we look forward to reading chapter after chapter. More strength to you. Thank you so much for coming in, Andre. It's lovely chatting as always, and I look forward to, as I say, the next exciting chapter in the story of Key Bricks. And there we leave it for today.